I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself Podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hey there! So the other day, I was casually scrolling through my social media feed, as one does, and bam! I came across a statement from the ever-iconic Victoria Beckham that really struck me. She was asked, "What is the ultimate luxury?" And her answer was, "Time." Time is so precious. It's the ultimate luxury. From those fleeting moments to the precious hours, time is the one thing we all wish we had a bit more of. It is the ultimate luxury in life, and here's why. When you have kids and you have to work all the time just to pay the bills, then time is luxury that you never have. When you're battling between your responsibilities and your dreams, each day slipping away before you can even grasp it, then time is a luxury that is never there when you need it. When you are dying from a terminal disease and there is no more time, then time is a luxury you no longer have. When you're older and reflecting back on life, holding regrets of what you did not dare to do, then time is a luxury that you can't get back. When someone you love is on their deathbed, one foot in their life and the other foot taking the step to the other side, then time is up. In that moment, what would you give to turn back the clock, to savor just a few more moments with loved ones? Time becomes the ultimate luxury when faced with the reality of our mortality. And it's not just in our final moments that time holds such value. You're juggling work, family, dreams, the whole shebang. And yet, time slips through your fingers like sand, leaving you wondering where it all went. Or worse, you're faced with a terminal illness and suddenly, time becomes a scarce commodity that you can't even grasp anymore. It's moments like these that remind us of time's true worth. Think about it. When you're young, time stretches out before you like an endless highway full of possibility. But then fast forward a bit and suddenly it's like time's playing hard to get. Responsibilities pile up, dreams get put on hold, and life becomes this whirlwind of busyness. Time becomes the most precious thing and you never have enough of it. And so the big question becomes, are you making the most of it? From the ticking seconds to the hours that vanish like magic, let's unpack why time is truly the ultimate luxury in life and explore how we can make the most of this precious commodity. Picture this. You're lying on your deathbed, reflecting on your life that you've lived. What's the one thing you'd wish you had more of? Time, right? Hands down. But we should not need to wait for our final moments to recognize time as a resource that we can never replenish. Nope, it's a luxury we should savor every single day. Life's hustle and bustle can make it easy to forget the value of time. We're all guilty of racing against the clock, trying to cram a million things into each day. But in that frenzy, we often miss out on the beauty of the present moment, the joy of simply being alive. Time isn't just a gift, it's a responsibility. It's up to us to take charge of our time, to prioritize what truly matters, and to live with purpose and intention, making every moment count. And when we do, we're not just living. We're leaving behind a legacy that will endure long after we're gone. Now I know what you're thinking, but Sanaya, life is busy. It's always moving too fast, and sometimes I just can't keep up. So how do I make the most of my time? I get it. I've been there. I've actually gotten stuck there in that same lane. But one thing that I've learned is it's all about mindset. If we see time as the scarce resource that we're constantly fighting against, guess what? That's the reality we'll create for ourselves. But shift that perspective, and suddenly you're the one calling the shots. You'll start to direct your time and live with a lot more purpose and so much more intentionally. But how do we do it? Let's break it down into three simple strategies. First is to prioritize your tasks. Like, take the infamous to-do list, a never-ending saga of tasks vying for your attention. So here's what you need to do. Prioritize. Decide what's important. And yes, research in productivity and time management backs it up. When we focus on what truly matters, we're not just more productive, we're less stressed out too. So the next time that to-do list gives you stress, makes you feel overwhelmed, just ask yourself, what is the really important thing that I have to do first? What's the next step? And just focus on the most important thing and keep going from there. Next up is to set boundaries, because let's face it, life can get pretty hectic and sometimes we need to draw a line in the sand. Boundaries are crucial for maintaining work-life balance, and studies show that establishing clear boundaries around your time is key for preventing burnout and keeping that sanity intact. So go ahead, say no to things that don't light your fire, and don't be afraid to delegate, to ask for a helping hand when you need it. Your mental well-being is worth it, trust me. And finally, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is not just some woo-woo stuff. There's actually a ton of research backing it up. Scientists in psychology and neuroscience have been digging into this for a while now. And guess what? They found that mindfulness practices, like meditation and deep breathing exercises, can seriously help you out. Think reduced stress, improved focus, and even changing how your brain works. Yep, you heard me right. Mindfulness can actually tweak your brain in ways that make you better at paying attention and handling your emotions. Pretty cool, right? But here's the thing. You got to make it a part of your daily routine. I'm not saying you need to go full-on Zen master, but even just taking a few moments each day to chill out and clear your mind can make a world of difference. So whether you're into meditation, deep breathing, yoga, or just giving yourself a little breather every now and then, give mindfulness a shot. You might be surprised at how much it can help you make the most of every moment and help you find a greater sense of purpose and well-being in your life. Remember, time isn't just a ticking clock, it's a mindset. So let's own it. By embracing these strategies and living with intention, we can make every moment count and create a life that's truly worth living. Once time slips through our fingers, it's gone for good. No rewinds, no do-overs, nada. Whether it's watching your child grow up or saying goodbye to someone you love, those moments, once lost, can't be reclaimed. And you know what's worse? Regret. It's like this nagging reminder of the time we've squandered, the missed opportunities, the neglected relationships, the dreams left gathering dust. Each moment that passes without being cherished or used to its fullest potential is a moment lost to the ether. Time is fleeting, my friend, but it's also precious. Recognizing its value is non-negotiable if we want to live a life free of regrets. So when Victoria Beckham said that time is the ultimate luxury, she couldn't have been more right. So here's the million-dollar question for you. Are you living in alignment with your values and priorities? If you're stuck in a relationship that no longer sparks joy, if you're sacrificing time with loved ones for the sake of work, or if you're neglecting your own well-being amidst life's chaos, it's time to take stock. It's time to take a good, long look at your life and ask yourself, is this what you want? If there's something you've been putting off, a dream you've been delaying, self-care you've been neglecting, or moments with loved ones you've been missing, now's the time to act. Because let's face it, later has a sneaky way of turning into never. Remember, if you're in a relationship that isn't making you happy, even considering what it would take to find happiness again is a step in the right direction. And if you're working tirelessly without time for those who matter most, pause and ask yourself, is it truly worth it? Is the sacrifice I'm making truly worth it? Or will I end up regretting the time that I lost with those that are precious to me? If you find yourself too busy and distracted with other responsibilities, neglecting your own well-being in the process, well, it's essential to ask, if this is the life you truly want. Because if there's even a sliver of doubt, a desire for change, or an ounce of regret, then this is your invitation to do something about it. Because your time is now. You know that classic movie, Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams? That was one of my favorites back then. Well, there's this legendary scene where Robin Williams stands on his desk and he declares, carpe diem, seize the day. Well, this is one of those seize the day moments right here. Life's too short to live without regret, so you gotta make every single moment matter. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with a final thought. Time is the most precious gift we've been given, and it's up to us to make the best of it. Now, if you have a dream, a vision, or a goal for yourself, and you just can't seem to find the time for it, then I invite you to join me for the Take Back Your Time Challenge, where you'll receive weekly emails over 4 weeks to action a few simple steps that I believe will help you create more time in your life to do the things that you love. Whether it's through small, intentional actions or bold, life-changing decisions, it's time to reclaim your time and pursue the dreams you've brushed aside for way too long. So what are you waiting for? Carpe diem. Seize the moment and own it. Because remember, time waits for no one, and it's never too late to make a change. So if you want in, then here's your call to action to register now for the Take Back Your Time Challenge. You'll find the link in the episode description or go to bit.ly/takebackyourtimechallenge. Thank you for tuning in to Project Loving Myself. Share this episode and subscribe to the podcast so you get notified every time a new episode drops. And don't forget, that's every Monday. Now, before I go, I have one request. Can you please drop me a review? I would love to read what you have to say. And the more reviews you give me, the more I know what to give you back. So until next time, you are loved.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.